Good morning, dear Aurorillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today is Monday, 20th of February, and hazy morning here in Auroville on 21 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect pleasant with sunshine and mainly clear over the night. Temperatures from low of 22 to high of 32 with heat index on 35 degrees Celsius. Maximum ultraviolet index will be today really high, 10, which is extreme. Winds from south at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 18 km per hour. Moon is in last quarter illuminated on 38%. Tomorrow, 21st of February, is Mother's Birthday. And there will be a meditation for Mother's Birthday at 5:45 to 6:45 a.m. in the Matri Mandir Amphitheater. The entrance from the second Banyan gates are open at 4:45. And they will be closed at 5:30 a.m. Visitors are requested to either carry their aura card or collect personal free tokens available at the visitor center upstairs today between 3 to 5 p.m. And in the evening of 21st of February at 5:30 p.m., Savitri music at the amphitheater from the Triple Soul Forces, entrance from the office gate at 5 p.m. And within that celebration of Mother's Birthday on Sunday 26 at 5:15 in the Garden of Unity in Matri Mandir, A Heart of Silence, a musical offering by the Russian Singing Bells. Tomorrow, 21st of February, we'll celebrate together the Mother's Birthday with Create Auroville Together 10, or CAT 10, in a spirit of embracing diversity and in search of an effective unity. An exploration of collaboration between environment and development. The aim is to dissolve polarities and prejudices in the light of the Charter and the Dream. So tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, with discussion panel of Aurovillians from various backgrounds, Luigi, Marty, B, Louis, Jaya, Susie, and followed by an open dialogue with the audience on the relation between Green City and Green Belt. And we know already that on 27th of February, Monday at 4 p.m. at Bhavishyate in Bharat Nivas, it will be a general meeting to discuss Varuna's proposed solar power plant in Auroville. And from working committee, we also got information on the land protection. And they're saying that in response to the recommendation made by the core group in their report of the outcome of the workshop, since no objections have been received from the community, the working committee, the Auroville Council and TDDC have formed a land protection team to follow up on all recommended lines of approach by supporting and harmonizing all efforts related to land protection. The aim is to bring updates on the work done, along with specific proposals for further action, to a resident assembly before the end of April. At present, this team consists of the following core group members who have renewed their commitment: Bertrand, Carol, Dole, Mandakini, Martin L., Pashi, Paul Vincent, Peter A., Soro, Shradavan, and Suhasini. And resource person, Tuan has committed to continue acting as a resource person for the group working on statutory land use protection with the Tamil Nadu government. Other Auroville residents who are willing to commit their energies to one or more of the work areas listed are invited to send their contact details to the working committee on vcoffice@auroville.org.in. Otherwise, the whole month, the fundraising campaign for our missing lands in a master plan are going on, but it will culminate on Saturday 25th at 3 p.m. with the auction Art for Land. That would be a second annual Art for Land auction, and it would be guided by Jesse as the inspired auctioneer. Over 300 beautiful works of art have been donated to benefit Auroville's land by more than 70 artists from Auroville, the Sri Aurobindo Ashram, from India and abroad. Several works from an earlier time have been seen and touched by the mother. The artworks are now on exhibition in Unity Park and via the online gallery of the dedicated Art for Land website. Also, rare photographs of the mother and Sri Aurobindo are on sale with proceedings going as donation for the land. And within that, solidarity events for Auroville land this week. We can still participate, or we can hear or see tonight at 8 p.m. Emergence concert, proceeding with Fantastic Solitude Organic Vegan Dinner at Unity Pavilion. On 24th, African Dance Program. And on 25th, Discover the Grace of Odyssey Dance, a workshop for all ages with Deva Smita. today at 5:30 at Gallery of Art of the Citadin, the French Pavilion and Les Ballandins invite you to the closing evening of our Lyra Festival 2017, Poems and Songs in French. Today at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, exchange students from Dharamsala of TCB will offer their cultural performance before they depart from Auroville. On Thursday 23rd at 8 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, piano concert Encounters and Reflections by Hartmann von Lier's Impressionistic Jazz. On Thursday 23rd at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India, Bharat Nivas presents Sambhavanam Yuga Yuga, I'm Born from Age to Age, an interpretation of Bhagavad Gita, choreography by Devasmita Madhumita and group. You need to book your seat at bharatnivas@oroville.org. On Friday 24th at 8 p.m. at Solitude Farm, we can listen to Zia and the Swingmates. At Brahma Sprati Kshetran in Edaya Chavadi, they will held between 21st to 28th of February every day at 5:30 program dedicated to the mother and Aurora's birthday. On 21st, which is tomorrow, meditation, 22nd Vedika chanting led by Nishtha, on 23rd meditation, on 24th reading of the mother and Savitri, on 25th Vina recital, Sundarara Sarafina, and on 26th reading of the mother and early days of Auroville, on 27th mantra chanting led by Manoj, and on 28th meditation with the mother's message. An Auroville and Bioregional Integrated Youth Camp will celebrate the special week starting from Mother's Birthday and ending with Auroville's birthday for children of age of 10 to 16. Activities would be Auroville philosophy, creative painting, theater, playing music, singing, storytelling, dance, nature work, papercraft, dream capture, sound enterprises, yoga chanting, exchange experience Auroville and the bioregion, and all it will be going on at Mohanam Center for Culture and Heritage, opposite of Imagination. You can contact for schedule Anand at 262-3806, and it's organized by Mohanam Cultural Center. As we know, the AVI members are in Auroville and there are several meetings going on, and we are invited tomorrow. Within that, it would be also CAT 10, as we said earlier. But on Wednesday, we can listen to meeting on further education, then a meeting with different groups and individuals involved in further education. And on Thursday, it would be General Assembly on AVR board reports and activities reports, to which we are welcome. And on Friday, there will be a report on Welcome Hub and on Mira Women Group presentation, and in the afternoon of Friday, Annapurna project presentation, and concluded with 50th birthday and Matrimandir water project. Volunteers are still needed for Litter-Free Auroville 2017, and if you feel concerned by the growing quantity of waste which is spreading out all over the planet, Eco-Serving, Upcycling and Wasteless are organizing an event to present a beautiful trash and show, to do some workshops with school children and adults, and most important, to inform about waste management. It will take place from the 17th of March until 9th of April in Kalakendra in Bharat Nivas. So they need some volunteers to help them to prepare and install the information exhibition, to create some nice and meaningful environment in the place, and much more. You can contact Mark on 944-200-6807 or Maggie on 948-996-9825. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen The One Who We Adore as a Mother. Otherwise, at Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. Indian drama, Former, made in India in 2016 by writer and director Shri Prasad Mukhopadhyay. Tomorrow, German documentary, Hello, I'm David, made in Germany in 2015 by director Cosima Lange. And on Wednesday, interesting, Mani Moksha and Mani Fix. Mani Moksha was made in Canada in 2017, directed by Mike Shosterich. It's an animated short movie. And The Mani Fix was made in USA in 2009, but directed by Alan Rosenblit. From the words of the mother, volume 14, we read, a devotion that keeps concentrated and silent in the depths of the heart, but manifesting acts of service and obedience, is more powerful, more true, more divine than any shouting and weeping devotion. Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on auroraradio.org. Thank you.
you.